Hey guys, let's talk about Tao Tequila. This right here, this tequila is a monster. I got to spend the day at 1414 where this tequila is made with Sergio Cruz and Martin, the owner of this tequila, was there too. And we tasted through so many different tequilas. And I've got to say, this high proof is absolutely amazing. Sergio Cruz, you know, he's the master distiller that comes up with these amazing profiles. This tequila is coming in high proof at 48.5 ABV, 97 proof. This has got all of the flavors that you want. And I've had a couple of the other Tao tequilas. They're not available in my area here in Indianapolis, but they are absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to work on getting a video set up to really talk about the name, the bottle, how they came up with the process and the story behind this, because I know there's a fantastic story behind this tequila. But for today, I wanted to just talk about the actual tequila. Let's bust into a quick review of this amazing stuff here. Wow. I get like a pine, almost like a juniper smell on the nose with a little bit of agave behind that. And some cinnamon. That is probably the most amazing nose I've smelled on a high proof. I can't remember the last time I smelled like a pine or a juniper smell in the nose. Sergio does such a great job of coming up with these different profiles. He actually said a master distiller like him never makes a mistake. They just make a new profile. And I definitely understand that. How he can take just the agave and water and yeast and come up with so many different profiles, whether it be how tight they cut that piña or how much of the pincas they leave on the piña, maybe how long they cook it. Maybe they cook it for 12 hours. Maybe they cook it for 14 hours. Maybe they cook it for 11 hours. And then how long they let that rest, how they collect those honeys that are coming out of that stone oven and how much of those honeys that they collect. And then let's think of the roller mill. How many times they're going to run it through the roller mill? Are they re-putting the juice back on the roller mill at different points? And then now you're going into fermentation. Are you going to use a wood tank? Are you going to use a stainless steel tank? What yeast are you going to use? They have so many different yeast profiles there that it's amazing how much they can come up with profile-wise. And then now you're going to go into distillation. Twice distilled, where are you going to cut your heads? Where are you going to cut your tails? How are you going to do that in the second distillation? There's where the magic comes from right there. So these profiles that you can get from one distillery and have 20 different tequilas taste different. Sergio actually showed us a spreadsheet where he believes he can make 4.7 million different profiles from just agave, yeast, and water. And oh yeah, let's don't forget that 1414 just installed a Tohono. So now you don't only have the roller mill, but now you're going to have a Tohono for this extraction. What kind of flavors are going to come from that? I can't wait to see. So again, a pine, juniper, almost like a gin smell on the nose, which is so interesting to me. You get that agave, and the agave is like really, really rich smelling. You carry some of that pine that tastes like wood. So that pine smell has come into like a wood smell, like this has been aged in a wood or, you know, it hasn't. It's obviously a Blanco, so there isn't any aging here unless they aged it for 40 days or something that I don't know. This has an amazing agave taste, an amazing smell. This is, I'm going to say amazing a lot in this one, so don't get mad at me. I wish I could tell you what all those flavors were. This is going to rank up there with one of my top high proofs that I've ever had. Martin, you've knocked it out of the park with this one. This is a fantastic tequila. A little bit of citrus, a little bit of lime. And then that finish comes on like a nice burn. Like, I don't know how to explain that. It's almost like a Vicks vapor, like a menthol type finish that is really pleasant and it's really warm in the finish. And you can tell that's a little bit higher proof. The flavors here are so well rounded and so come together to have that finish come from that I want to say juniper type flavor that's probably more of a minty ending. The finish is very minty. And this is going to sound even weirder, but in that nose, on the final taste when I was breathing in through my nose and through my mouth with a little bit of the tequila in my mouth. I almost got a smoke that I know it's not there. This is made with steam. There's no smoke in this process. Those flavors are so overwhelming and so good. I hope I don't run out of this because I know it's hard to find. So a smoky, minty, juniper, piney type smell with an amazing agave forward flavor. This is really a fantastic tequila. This is up there for all of the reviews I've done for the last couple of days. Cheers to Martin. Cheers to Sergio Cruz for making a really, really phenomenal tequila and a really cool shirt with an amazing logo. I would love to learn what this logo is about. I know there's a lot of history there, and I would love to find out more about it. So we'll work on putting together a brand video so you can check this one out and get some more information coming for you soon. I'll put some information about their social media and where you can find this online. Thanks for tuning in.